This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind is on the air. 550 K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC. You cannot hide from what's on your mind, because with those four signals, I tell you what, we've got every corner of North Dakota covered, pushing into Canada, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota. Woo! A lot going on, folks. If you're from South Dakota, by the way, President Donald Trump is headed your way, too, tomorrow afternoon. We've got him first, and then you've got him. So how about that? That'll be kind of cool. And I understand from Kristi Noem's folks down there, who, by the way, is a candidate for governor. I love Kristi Noem. I just think she's a great American story. I really, really do. And I think it's so cool. In Congress, kind of rising star, could have been a senator, wants to come back to South Dakota, be the governor. Isn't that great? So you South Dakotans, I'm hoping you're in Christie's camp for November. She's a great lady. Anyway, she's same thing. You have to limit things when you do events, obviously with the president, right? It can't like go on forever or whatever. You got a set amount of time. So they decide in the set amount of time, you know, what can we do? Okay, we're going to do a little round table. We're going to do some pictures of people. Then we're going to have a little, little rally. And I think tomorrow he's here for like an hour and 40 minutes, I've heard, actually at the venue. So you land, come right over, hour and 40 minutes, and take off. Well, that means there only can be so many people in that spot. Right? I mean, so many people for so many things. And both the South Dakota and North Dakota events, like literally, as quick as possible, all of the things that take time, pictures, round table, boom, gone, gone. I mean, none there whatsoever. It's just incredible. And people paying, who are still paying, I think today you could still do this. So I don't know, but, for South Dakota for sure, maybe for Congressman Kramer's rally as well, $1,000 for a couple to go, see the president. But that's the one there's like 300-400 people. Anyway, these things are just wildly successful. It's just unbelievable. It really is absolutely incredible. So big day tomorrow. Donald Trump will be in North Dakota. We will have on the program Congressman Kevin Cramer, Donald Trump Jr., and Harold Hamm is going to join us on the program as well. We're going to talk a little bit about, again, from an energy perspective, because Harold would be with Continental Resources, the president's agenda, what he said he would do versus what he's doing. How's he doing? How's it going? I think it's going pretty good. I think it's going pretty darn good. But I want Harold to tell us directly on the energy side of things how it is going, because all this noise and these things about how horrible things are, the Democrats say, you know, it's chaos, it's terrible, it's awful, it's, you know, the resistance movement, it's provably false because of what's been done. That's my take. And maybe I'm a little worked up on that because somebody texted Todd earlier when we were talking about this, a little after nine. You seemed worked up today, Scott. Take a deep breath. So I'm going to assume this person is, concerned about my health and well-being, and say thank you very much. And should we do a little breathing exercise? Everybody join me now. Todd? I get that little reminder to breathe every once in a while on my phone, so maybe the listener knows a little something or not as well. You know, what do you think? You okay, Todd? Everything all right?
Much better.
Todd, did you breathe too? Okay, good. So we're good. Thank you for the suggestion.
Wasn't that a Faith Hill song or something?
Yeah, we appreciate you. By the way, just a couple other quick previews. Tomorrow, Donald Trump Jr., Kevin Cramer, Harold Hamm. Mac Schneider will be here on Monday. Mac is the Democratic candidate for the United States House in North Dakota. We're going to be talking with him and Kelly Armstrong back and forth all the way to the election. Congressman Cramer, of course, is here regularly and is a candidate for Senate. We've invited his opponent hundreds of times and been told to go fly. So We're flying. Let's see here. Bob Weefald is on the phone, and Bob just wrapped up a very important little press conference here in Fargo. They're headed to Bismarck next to do the same thing, to announce a coalition of individuals that are going to be advocating for you to vote no on measure number 3. That is the recreational marijuana issue. Bob, how are you doing? Are you there, Bob?
He's somewhere.
Bob can hear me.
I didn't. Yeah, here I am.
Now we go. All right, perfect. There's Bob Weefall. How are you, Bob?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks a lot for giving us this opportunity. I really want to encourage people to vote no on Measure 3, the recreational marijuana. If this law passes, this can make North Dakota the most liberal state in the nation for the use of marijuana. In fact, the only thing that's going to be illegal if this passes is the sale of marijuana to people under the age of 21. Can you imagine that? No rules, no regulations, no tax revenue. It is a terrible, terrible thing for North Dakota. It's going to cause all kinds of problems. Just consider these two facts. If this law passes, it's no longer going to be illegal to drive under the influence of marijuana. Think about that. No longer illegal to drive under the influence of marijuana. The second thing to think about is this. It'll be legal to smoke marijuana in public buildings. Why do we say this? Because at the end of this measure, they put a brand new law in that says statement of supremacy. It says any law in the North Dakota Century Code in conflict with this measure is null and repealed. Believe that or not, that's what it says. So the laws about smoking marijuana, gone. The law about driving under the influence of marijuana, gone. Zoning laws about where they can and cannot do this business, gone. Rules, no rules whatsoever. They can have as much marijuana as they want. They can plant it, they can grow it, they can ship it, they can sell it right next door to your house. Doesn't make any difference. This is a terrible law. It's going to affect zoning. It's going to affect people. It's going to have a bad impact on our children and on our population.
Measure number 3 on the ballot is the one we're talking about here, and obviously that is the one proposed, legalized marijuana. You mentioned, the most liberal in the country. So, Colorado is famous, and some other states have done this now as well, and we've seen the stats, the actual stats of all kinds of things, of under the influence, accidents that happen, and arrests that are made, and all the bad stuff goes up. But you're telling me North Dakota, with what they're proposing, what's proposed in Measure 3, would be worse than Colorado. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, because in Colorado, at least they have some limits, they have some regulation, they have some taxes. In North Dakota, there'll be nothing, nothing except you can't sell it to people under the age of 21. That is ludicrous, it's outrageous, and this measure needs to be defeated.
What do you say, Bob, to people who say, you know what, decriminalize it, tax it, and know where it's at, and at least, generate the dollars to deal with the bad stuff because it's happening anyway. Nobody's going to take advantage of this that isn't already, using this particular drug. What do you say to that argument?
What I say to that argument is that's not what we're voting on. We're voting on this measure number 3 this November 6th. It's a bad law, and we need to not approve it. If people think this is what they should do, they should go through the legislative process and do it properly. So that if people want small little amounts of marijuana, but that's not what this bill that's not what this measure provides. It's unlimited marijuana. No limits whatsoever.
Who's in your coalition, Bob?
We got a bunch of people, and I don't have the list memorized. The North Dakota Chamber is sort of spearheading getting this together for us. We do have this Sam from a national organization, Smart Approaches to Marijuana. It's helping us out. So we will be announcing the full coalition as it gets put together, but I expect that more groups are going to join us. We got about a dozen right now.
Interesting. All right. So it's a lot of conversations and an all-out campaign on this, or what is the plan?
Yeah, we're going to make a full-court press. Our goal is to let all the voters in North Dakota know how bad this is so that they can be prepared to vote no on it. Scott, I got to go today, but I tell you what, I'd be happy to come onto your program next week. You're right. I'll come into the studio there in Bismarck. We can go into detail about this. I can take questions from your callers. I'll be happy to do as much as I can on it.
Yeah, I look forward to it. And I got a busy day today, Bob. Thanks for joining us shortly after the announcement took place there, the press conference. So we appreciate it. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, Scott. Bye-bye.
Bob Weefall, we will have him back. And this, you know, No on Recreational Measure Coalition is concerned organizations that have been formed to oppose this. He mentioned mentioned a few of them as well, and they are announcing that today. They already did this morning at Bismarck at 9:30, then Fargo this morning at 9:30, just a bit ago, and in Bismarck this afternoon, 2:30 at the Hampton Inn and Suites, 2020 Schaefer Street. All right, appreciate Bob joining us. Stephen Fargo, I don't have enough time to do you justice here, so hang on, we'll chat after the break. Texter says, this guy is so full of it, it's still going to be able to pull people over for impaired driving. There's no way they're going to be able to smoke in public building. I don't know where he gets that from, and people are going to smoke it either legal or illegal. It's better to be legal and be safe for people. Majority of North Dakotans don't agree with that sentiment, but there are people that do. More after this.
Don't know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're back at Big Iron this year, September 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Butler Machinery location. Stop by and say hi. Our special broadcast brought to you by Intelligent Ag, Inside RPV Services, Ag Farm, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, B-Bar-B Pumpers, and Pipers. Join us at Big Iron all 3 days live with What's on Your Mind, North Dakota's most listened to radio talk show.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain-feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do you have your mineral tracker app yet? If you, company, an organization that you're part of, as mineral rights, you owe it to yourself to go to mineraltracker.com. Jeff Kummer, Val Kummer, their entire team up there at Mineral Tracker have done an amazing service for folks. and built something that is very unique, number one. There are other apps like this, but none that have all the data this has, including predicting future revenue that you will get. Free trial, 1 month, and then $99 a month, and that is going to come back in droves. MineralTracker.com, Watford City, North Dakota. That's right. Subsidiary of the McKinsey Minerals Management, family-owned, operated business. Right there in Watford City. Amazing piece of technology with this, and a great addition for anybody that has mineral rights. MineralTracker.com. Steve in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm great today. How are you doing?
A couple of things. I admire the folks that are out there, you know, talking to Hovind and talking to Heitkamp, you know, regarding this vote. But sadly, the reality is with Heidi Heitkamp, you know, she tries to have it both ways. She votes 97% or whatever it is with Barack Obama, but somehow she's 55% with Trump. And, of course, the reason that is a scam is because she sits around and waits for Chuck Schumer's thumbs up or thumbs down. If there's no way they can stop the legislation or pass the legislation that they want, she gets permission to vote with the winning side or the losing side to make her votes look better. That's how she does it. She's
That's why it's going to be fascinating on what happens with the Kavanaugh vote, although I think that's a no-brainer. I think she has to do that. But I would be
dumbfounded, to be honest with you. I mean, she's a liberal. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, and she loves the Senate, I'm sure, and she wants to be there. But if it was, you know, if her vote was the 50th, you know, and then Pence puts some this Pence vote on this, if it's a tie, I don't even know what the rules
yep,
are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think she'd vote against him. I don't know. But, you know, maybe if she didn't, she would be run out of the Senate by the Democrats.
If she doesn't vote for him, she knows she's going to lose, and she's looking for something to do after she's done.
That's possible too. I mean, you know, yeah. Good point. Maybe she knows that she can't, so she would vote and lose, and then she can stump around like Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy talking about how they saved the world by implementing socialized medicine. I mean, I just want to gag every time. I mean, train the wreck.
You need to know the buzz is picking up on the challenge that Senator Heitkamp has. So much so, I'm waiting for the underdog card to get played here pretty quick, because you have Stephen Law last week with the Senate Leadership Fund talking to the New York Times and C-SPAN about how the fact is that one's in the bag, 14 points in multiple, I don't think he's at 14, I think double digits in multiple polls, and I just don't see a way she comes back. That one's in the bag for Kramer. And then he talked about Missouri. Now, The Hill today came out, most vulnerable Senator Heidi Heitkamp, most vulnerable. Larry Sabato today saying, I don't know why this thing is a toss-up. It's not a toss-up, it's in her favor, in his favor, rather, so he's moving it now, leaning Republican. But, stuff going on. There's some breaking news here. Steve, you can react to this if you want, but Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey that's been the lead sort of see me, I'm running for president, can you see me? Member of the Judiciary Committee on the Kavanaugh hearings, has released on Twitter confidential documents protected by presidential executive privilege on his Twitter account. It's all to do with racial profiling during 9/11. So you had a guy that was a staffer who obviously would serve a boss and serve other folks to say, here are our options, and they're going to try and use that now against him. So I'm not too worried about the actual document, but it's the antics. I mean, if Cory Booker and the Democrats in Senate, I want Heidi Heitkamp to say, do you approve this? These are your colleagues. You love to talk about bipartisanship and getting together. She just bloviated about it yesterday in the Farm Bill hearing rather than talking about actually what farmers need. She's doing a commercial. So she's all big on bipartisanship. Then talk to your colleagues. Visit with them about this. Do you support this? Do you support releasing a confidential document? To me, Steve, that says the Democrats are, I guess they're about anarchy now. I don't know.
We live in a banana republic. If the Republicans, you know, get a supermajority in the Senate, they've got to start changing the rules. They need enforcement powers. I mean, if you do that, executive committee of the ethics committee or whatever should be called together, and you should be revoked of all of your privilege. I don't think they can throw you out because you were put in, but you shouldn't be able to vote. It should be done. It should be over. I mean, if you cannot present confidential information to senators and have an expectation that it's confidential, then it's over. Then you cannot conduct the business of the government. The Senate does not function as it was designed to function. It's embarrassing, but they don't care. The ends justify the means. They see it coming. The American people have woken up. This move towards socialism, this move towards open borders, this move towards free everything is insane. And a huge percentage of individuals, including now, thank God, a huge number of minorities are seeing that this can't work. And they are scared to death.
They sure are. Steve, nice chatting with you. Appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Let's see here. I'm going to go to some text because I am backed up on text. I don't know if you are, Todd, but I'm like, got to get going here. Hi, Scott. I just heard Bob Weefall talking about Measure 3. Can you put his bullet points on your Facebook page? I took a very small survey, and either they are 100% opposed or they are so upset how the medical marijuana has been delayed and poorly ran that they are voting for Measure 3. I understand their feelings, but there is too much gray area on all of this, and it'll be so hard to repeal. Absolutely. And I do agree with you that that is driving a lot of the support for Measure 3. People that said, you know what, we had medical marijuana passed, and it took so long to implement. But again, I would beg you, anybody that believes that to be the case, to sort of say, oh, that's going to make me vote over there, get the facts, number one, on medical marijuana. The language of the measure was so poorly written. Well-meaning, well-intentioned people, they aren't, you know, they just wanted this. I voted for it. I voted for medical marijuana. I went back and forth. I had people I really liked on both sides of the issue. I finally said, you know, I don't know. If literally there's a doctor's order to get it and these people are in need, why are we going to hold back? I mean, I've had friends that have horrible back injuries and, you know, hated marijuana, just detested it. And never used it in their life and were forced to. So anyway, but don't, I mean, yes, the medical marijuana initiative took a long time, but that was the fault of the people who wrote the measure because the legislature and the Department of Health were trying to protect people. And mind you, that's still a bit of a mess because it's a cash business. No bank can take the money from that. It's federally illegal. So it's rife with all kinds of problems, but don't vote no. Rather yes on measure three because you're mad about, you know, a measure previous. Get the facts on that. Appreciate the comment, though. Thank you. And I will, to answer your question, put the bullet points up on my Facebook page. You watch it later today. Rick and Karen coming up and more on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day three of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is underway on Capitol Hill. And this Senate Republican says, try as they might, Democrats and protesters will not be able to keep him from being confirmed.
But at the end of the day, they're not stopping our following through with the promise we made to the American people, which is to put strong constitutionalists on the Supreme Court and federal courts.
Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. It's still an active scene in downtown Cincinnati after a mass shooting earlier this morning. There are said to be several victims, but police have not said if anyone was killed. They do say the shooter has been contained. Officers still on the scene at the Fountain Square 5th 3rd location, where the shooting happened at 9:15 local time. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On the ballot was pretty ingenious by the Democrats and liberals here. Think about it. They were the ones most supportive. Liberals, Democrats, you know, the peace type people, the green people. They agree. They're the ones for it. Well, you can drag all these Wolves and Dems to the ballot boxes just to pull this measure in. Well, then Heidi has a chance. That's where she's going to get her way in here in North Dakota. Pretty ingenious, don't you think?
Thanks. Green people, is that like Martians, you think he's talking about, or are you talking about the environmental... I just thought it popped into my head that might be... Green people are coming out. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, the little cartoon guy from the Bugs Bunny cartoons. And
vote for Measure 3, we're going to get green people everywhere.
The guy with the broom on his head, remember him?
By the way, I agree with him. I wouldn't be half surprised if this absolutely no question about it. No doubt about that whatsoever. We're at Big Iron coming up next week, September 11th, 12th, 13th. Butler Machinery is our location, so stop by and see us at the Butler Machinery corner. They got acreage out there. They got a lot of spots, so space. So come see us there. Intelligent Ag, iSight RPV Services. Tommy Kenville and his team. Doing some great work with the unmanned aerial vehicles in a lot of different applications. So you're going to find out about that. Ad Farm, Roger Ryerson going to stop by. North Dakota Farm Bureau, their lease will be there. Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, D-Bar-P Bumpers, and Pipers. Talk us through all their great auctions. So that'll be coming up not too far away. We'll be there. So a lot going on. Texture says, tell me more about the beef. I assume... Show me the beef. You're talking about the Dakota Lazy J Ranch in beautiful Morristown, South Dakota. The folks that are raising right now cattle that are going to be shipped to you. They're going to come to you. Well, they're not going to come to your house. They're going to go to the butcher shop by you, and you're going to load up your freezer with some of that grass-finished beef, all that nutritious protein right to your table. It's simple, folks. Call them, 605-524-3472. They'll take care of all the details, and it's priced right. Holy buckets. My wife has been talking to neighbor folks. You want to do this? We're going to do this. Yeah, everybody loves it. Dakota Lazy J Ranch on Facebook, or call them at 605-524-3472 on the program. Rick is on the road. What's on your mind, Rick?
Hey, Scott, thanks. Have you ever considered maybe covering Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution briefly with your listeners regarding the role of the federal judiciary?
Since not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, given what we have going on with another historic occasion of adding a Supreme Court justice. Yeah.
I think if I could just quickly mention, Scott, I think there's some misconceptions about the federal judiciary that needs to be clarified simply by reviewing the actual language. Number one, the media always tells us they're confirmed for a life tenure. There's nothing in the Constitution that actually says they serve for life. It actually says they hold their office during good behavior, which I think is significant because then that requires Congress to determine good behavior. For example, things like assuming that their decisions are law or that they cite international law instead of the U.S. Constitution to justify their decisions, as in Lawrence versus Texas, for example. But another thing that might surprise people, as we wallow in this judicial oligarchy, it appears that we've established, is that Article 3 or nowhere else in the Constitution actually gives the courts the authority of what we call judicial review. The idea that the court is the exclusive and final branch to determine the Constitution, that lies with all three branches. Otherwise, you have no check and balances. There's another provision in Article 3 that grants the Congress the authority to exempt, it's called the exceptions clause, the jurisdiction of the courts on issues so that they can rein in the courts. And
Rick, here's what I'm going to do. Kevin, if you would flag Rick's call, and let's use it for our expert from the Heritage Foundation on Monday, because we're planning Monday to recap everything that's been done at the hearing with an expert from the Heritage Foundation on this. So I promise we'll talk about that, Rick, in addition to what comes up today with Cory Booker's antics, who, by the way, what he's done should mean he'd be expelled from the Senate, just so you know. This is not a small thing. What he's done today should get him bounced from the Senate. It's antics to get himself to be the left's hero. That's all it is. But, you know, it's not going to derail anything in this hearing at all, but it's just ridiculous. We also have Max Schneider on Monday, just to, I think I told you that earlier, but just want to remind you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. We had a call come in here recently that was rather interesting. Trying to find the call. Oh, here it is. Not long call, but just asking some questions I guess I thought everybody knew the answer to, but it reminded me that sometimes we need to deal with this. So here's the call.
Yeah, this is Jack Penn. I don't want to go to the well once too often, but I want to ask you, what's Heidi Heitkamp's record as far as her record as a prosecutor? What did she do? Where did she come from? Her family have money? Was her prosecutorship bought for her? Was it a political plum? What? We're curious. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I really encourage people, if you have just a basic, simple question you think, I don't want to ask because everybody should know, they probably know that anyway, don't hesitate. I'm glad he did. Now, Heidi Heitkamp, I don't believe, was ever a prosecutor. Well, she was Attorney General of North Dakota, and I guess technically I don't know. I mean, a prosecutor to me is someone that's, defending rather taking on bad guys or whatever, and I guess you do that as Attorney General. But anyway, maybe that's the proper term. I could be wrong. But my point is this, your record, was it bought for any of that? First of all, I don't know how many people know Heidi Heitkamp was Attorney General of North Dakota. And she also had a career as a lawyer. We're in the middle of a Senate race right now where she is asking you to re-up her job. I don't think it came up at all during her run against Rick Berg. Okay, what are some of those cases? Look what Judge Kavanaugh is being put through right now as an attorney. Shouldn't, somebody that wants to be a senator, same thing? And I'm sure if we asked for it, there'd be plenty of people tell stories about some of the things that were, disturbing in the way of her action. Because, again, she's a liberal lawyer. She was at the EPA as a liberal lawyer. All right? So, but anyway, I don't think, as far as privilege, I think the exact opposite. I think Heidi Heitkamp comes from very humble upbringing, and I think that's admirable. I think it's wonderful. I think what Heidi Heitkamp has done, honestly, coming out of a, you know, a little town and to rise to what she has done, and is great. It really is. And you know, she's a politician through and through. She's a liberal lawyer through and through. But that doesn't mean her story isn't cool. I think it is cool. I do. I think the whole family, you know, dynamics of her are cool. But anyway, I appreciate you asking. And thanks a bunch. I promised, so I got to do this, that we would play some clips from the Farm Bill hearing. And I'm going to start with Heidi Heitkamp. How about that? Listen to her. It's about 2 minutes long. It isn't long, but it's her sort of salvo opening argument, like, this is the hill I'm going to die on for our farmers. All right? For our ranchers. For the agriculture community. You got me. I'm going to fight for you. And normally in a conference committee hearing, you're getting into the weeds on policy to say, sorry, Democratic friends of mine, you need to be reasonable about a requirement to work. The idea that it can't start at 50 years of age by able-bodied people is ridiculous, or something like that. And as you heard Senator Hovind tell us earlier, that's going to be one of the big sticklers. Anyway, here's what she said yesterday. Analyze this. Critique it.
We haven't really talked about the elephant in the room, which is that we have a growing and emerging crisis in farm country. Like a lot of you, I have sat across the table from farm families who don't know how they're going to pay the operating loan, who don't know how they're going to make ends meet. And now they're concerned not just for themselves, but they're concerned about the next generation. Because during those good years, when farm income was double what it is right now, they encouraged their kids to come home. They encouraged their kids to farm and be agricultural producers. And today they're wondering why they did it, because they aren't sure that they're going to be farming next year. Now, that's a combination of a lot of things. In some states, like the chairman's, bad drought. In our state last year, bad drought, bad weather. But it's never the product of bad farming. It's never the product of bad farming. And now we have trade policies that challenge their soul and challenge their understanding of why it is that they're on the back end of a policy that could dramatically affect their livelihood. So why do I talk about this? I talk about this because it sets the urgency of compromise. We all come with our ideas. We all come with the notion of what we're going to do moving forward. But we have to, on this conference committee, understand that compromise has to be the major obligation that we have, because if anything, our farmers need the certainty of a farm bill. They need to know that this body can deliver certainty and a farm bill on time. That will grow optimism. That will grow their opportunity to continue to produce. And literally, it will give them something to take to the bank. Because if they don't have a farm bill that provides certainty, that banker is going to look twice at that operating loan and that extension. So let's not pretend that we're not in a bad spot right now in agriculture. We hear all about this great economy. Guess where it isn't? It isn't in farm country. 90% of all the land in North Dakota is in production agriculture. It is well over, I think, 30% of our new wealth creation. And if we do not get this right, we will have jeopardized family farmers for generations to come. And so critically important, I think, that we approach this with the urgency that it is absolutely entitled to, given what's happening in the farm economy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So to me, and I'd like your reaction on this, to me, that, you know, look, eloquent, it's sort of Captain Obvious. I mean, all that stuff everybody knows. So it's like I guess we're going to probably see this in a campaign ad. Hey, I'm fighting for farmers. But again, talk, no action. Specific compromise. Pick something you want them to compromise on. Call them out for crying out loud. Talk policy. What are you going to do specifically? This is just empty rhetoric in my mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all. And it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake 2.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Flagpole guy be here in just a moment. I can't even wait. See how that tyranny assault vehicle is doing today. Tom in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I got a bone to pick with you on your commentary on Heitkamp's testimony.
Okay, lay it on me.
It was unfair. What she was talking about. You criticized her for not commenting or making statements on what policy needs to be changed, and she already did that. The elephant in the room is tying food stamps and work requirements. That's the hang-up.
No. I mean, that was her statement. That she used her entire time before the committee. Senator Hovind Congressman Kramer, they all had the time to say what she said, which, you know, again, if I'm hurting, I think, oh, that's so nice, thank you. But it's obvious. We already know that. I mean, I could do that in 20 seconds. Hey, times are tough. We got to get to work. Here's where I demand compromise for my colleagues. That's bipartisanship.
Well, I've been a critic of HICAP on farm policy for a long, long time, and she's wrong again, but not in that area. You should have criticized her on farm policy, not on her commentary.
Yeah, I'd like to, but she doesn't. She's not engaged in it. She's obviously running for a re-election to the Senate and not doing what needs to be done for farmers.
Neither is the other ones. Nobody else is either. And what do you think should be done? Do you realize if the Farm Bill expired? What would happen if the Farm Bill expires?
Well, as Senator Hoeven told us last hour, he thinks they'll be done, by the end of the month.
What will happen if it expires on the 31st of, or 30th of September, which it will by law? What will happen? Do you know?
Well, I mean, they've done extensions before. It's happened. I mean,
What happens then? I want to know if you know.
I'm saying that's an open question. What happens? They've extended it before, have they not?
Yes,
they've done short-term extensions. So
but what happens if they don't?
Tell me, Tom.
Well, it'll automatically revert to the permanent legislation. They all know that, and they're scared to death.
Right. Nobody's going to let that happen, so they're going to extend it.
They won't. They shouldn't, because that'll upset the apple cart. If you want to fix it.
Here's the deal, Tom.
No.
Here's the deal. Get it done. Don't talk. I don't want rhetoric. I want it done. I'm so sick of rhetoric and politicians, and that's what we got from her. John and Rugby, I have 45 seconds for you, but it's all yours. Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment real quick, just off that subject, but the disparity between the money available in these campaigns is off the charts. You're seeing, and I talked to I'm trying to get signs, Kramer signs, but you're seeing all these HICAP signs on these big Newman signs, and according to my sources, there's $3 million more pouring in from out of state, i.e. DNC, which is, of course, poured in from George Soros' organization. That's what's coming in to fund these huge Newman signs you're seeing with HICAP for North Dakota. I want to put on the bottom HICAP for New York, because that's what it is. But there is a huge disparity in this, and that's why I'm trying to get Kramer signs to put on my property, and it's difficult to do that. They don't hardly even have enough money for that to get people out here so I can get decent signs up. But they will not even be able to afford one Newman sign, according to the people. That's how much money the DNC and Soros is pouring into the Senate.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Keep her on there.
It's a very good point, John, because they are definitely, I mean, they got 11.5 million to 5 million, but that doesn't count the outside money, and that's more, but you know what? Donald Trump was outspent too, but I do hear you on the signs. I've heard it from other people. I have a number. I'll try and dig it up here, because we had a question from a listener. How do I get a sign? We called the campaign and they gave us a number, so I'm going to give you the number. So just grab a pen. There's one sign that will work, during the campaign, after the campaign, and forever, about what you think about this fabulous country. And my friend Jim, the flagpole guy, he can get it done. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. What a great day to be traveling around. We're in Tioga, and we're at the elementary school, and then we're going to the high school. We got two here. We got two at Sun Manufacturing in Minot and Department of Transportation in Devil's Lake this week. Very happy to... for Mr. Schaefer here at orchestrating the flagpoles and the local Legion post, where they're going to train the children about the flag and the pole. So very happy to be doing that. And my hero of the week is a guy named Ralph Boson and his wife, Wendy. They are from the Drake Animoose area, and they have four boys. And Ralph's a guy Canadian Pacific Railroad calls when they need emergency work done. He's had a contract with them for a long time. He's dependable, and he's a hard-working man. But he's got four boys. Two of them, get this, Tanner is the starting center for NDSU, and his brother Cordell, multi-position lineman. He number 67. He plays
He started for him but he plays a lot of positions. He's a sophomore. Two young bucks that Ralph raised, gentle giants, 306, 311 pounds, gentlemen. And how proud Ralph and Wendy must be that they have two boys on NDSU, and they're playing. And
that's incredible. That is incredible. You meet so many great people. I just want to, like, travel along with you for a week in that Tyranny assault vehicle and check it all out. We're going to have to do that. ND, flagpoleguy.com, or what number can we call you at, sir?
701-571-FLAG. God bless you. God bless America.
Amen. And that number, I don't know who this is for, but it is the signs for the Cramer campaign. 701-712-1487.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Scott Hinnon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.